Let me begin with the question. I don't know what the dealio is with subscribers. 255, then 254, then 260, and now 259. YouTube, you're killing me, Smalls. Thank you. Okay, what better way to close out the month of fools than to use a dumb birthday game from May 1st? The year was 1994. A few broadcast notes before we get to the game. Some brief static invades the show early and was a sign of the impending doom to come. We have a short section of garbled tape that is audible to a degree. It's funny as we slow down and speed up. And that gives us our title. Not so pitch perfect. The worst of it only lasts approximately 5 minutes. After the 13-minute and 40-second mark, though, the devil has been exorcised and we return to clarity. Our title, by the way, also describes the many puns and jokes that fail miserably. Our players. Arlene in Philadelphia, Rick from Pennsylvania, Mike in Billerica, Julie from Michigan, Rob Floyd in traffic, Emilio Morata producing and playing in studio, and I'm on the phone from parts unknown. The birthdays. Glenn Ford, Judy Collins, Jack Parr, Scott Carpenter, Rita Coolidge, and an event. Orson Welles' Citizen Kane premiered on May 1st in what year? Episode 233, not so pitch perfect, squirrels its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
Which is what this is now. We've gone through April. This is May. It's May. It's May, the merry month of May. Okay. And it's May Day. We used to dance around the Maypole in Glendale Park in Everett when I was growing up. We don't celebrate May Day anymore. I think eventually the communists sort of took it over. And they began parading their equipment on May Day. Remember that? Because now there's very little communism we'll go through that some other time. Let me introduce you to the members of the panel. We have Arlene, who's out in Philadelphia. Good to talk to you again, Arlene.
Good to talk to you again, too.
Good to talk to you again, too. It's a cute little voice. It's such a cute little voice that you have.
And I love when you're unorganized because you're so sweet and lovely, like you said, and that way you get to fill up your paper you're on, and I just love that.
Do you like... Oh, hold on just a minute. Am I driving you crazy now with this?
Oh, yes.
He's starting to sweat and get a rash and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Let me introduce you to maybe Rick will do the same thing for you. Because Rick is in Pennsylvania. Rick is looking for a girl. Is that true or false, Rick?
Oh, that's true, Norm. I'm always looking.
Yeah, always looking for some good woman. Yeah.
And I have to admit that when I heard that the prize for tonight's game was a used ribbon from David Goodnow's typewriter, I got so excited that I have a rash all over me.
That is kind of exciting, isn't it, though? That is just so nice. And I might get you maybe some ashes from David Brudnoy's pipe.
Oh, no.
He likes to pose for publicity pictures with his pipe in his mouth, looking like a novelist for some bad book.
I'll keep them in an urn right over my bed.
In an urn over your bed. You romantic.
Nice.
How does Arlene, does she sound okay to you?
Oh, she sounds fantastic.
You want to talk to her a little bit?
How was everything down there in Philadelphia?
Everything's fine. Where are you? I forgot where you are.
I'm right smack in the center of the state, but I used to live in Lancaster.
You used to live in Lancaster. Where? What town do you live in now?
Well, I live out near State College.
Oh, okay.
Is that very far? You guys very far apart?
Probably the 2 hours, you think, right?
Oh, I think it's a little more than that. It's about 200 miles.
You're that far, okay.
It's Route 30 has got so built up, it's about 2 hours from Lancaster to Philadelphia.
I was thinking about where, you're further than, I'm really not that great with my directions, because I was thinking about the middle part of the state where my friend is. He's in Hazleton, and I know that's about 100 miles away or so.
Yeah, that's a little northeastern part.
How close are you to your friend? What do you mean by your friend, Arlene? I mean, does that knock Rick out of the picture totally?
No, he's just a friend.
Just a friend, okay.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of that going around now. I noticed that. People say that. Let's just be friends, okay? That means get your hands off me and don't fool around. Okay. Okay, let's go to, is this Mike and Bill Ricker?
Correct, Norma. Are we playing the dating game here?
Well, we could, but I'm very flexible, and if I can pick up, fix a lovely lady with a lovely man,
yeah,
that's okay with me. Are you interested, too?
No, Norm, but it is a very, very nice honor to be talking to you.
Is it really an honor? No kidding.
Correct.
Wow.
My mom listens to you every night. And
oh, my mom listens to you every
she
night.
She wants to say hi.
Okay. Hello, Mike's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, is she going to say hi? Is she coming on the phone?
No, she wants to say hi. She listens to you every night at work.
Oh, at work? I see. I thought she was right there with you. Is she with you right there?
No, she's not with me.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you were going to put her on the phone.
She's working right now.
Well, what kind of work does she do?
She works at the Bedford, the Ramada Inn in Bedford.
No kidding. That she works all, anybody who works online is a silly person.
She's working shotgun.
Oh, she is. I see. She's in back of the wagon. I ain't ready to. Okay. We also have, here's Julie out in Michigan. Hello, Julie.
Good morning, Norm.
Oh, my God, we're surrounded by beautiful women. I can't stand it. It is so nice, man. I dreamed of this one day when I was growing up in the seamy streets of a nearby
sweet
city.
Sweet and lovely, Norm. That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Sweet and lovely.
Yes.
Sweeter than the roses in May.
That's it.
And she loves me. Heaven must have sent her my way.
That's right.
Okay.
Boy, we're so musical today.
Oh, we're doing okay. We have Rob. Let's see. Let's plug in Rob Floyd and his orchestra. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Norm.
Are you all set to play the game?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you wearing a three-piece suit? Because you always sound so terribly formal.
I happen to be wearing a three-piece suit, yeah.
Yes, I imagine so, and I imagine that was probably one of the qualifications for being a top-notch traffic reporter. You must wear a three-piece. I bet you if you flew a plane, you'd wear a three-piece jumper suit. I bet you that. But then again, maybe I wouldn't bet you that at all. I'm not sure about that.
I have a message from Metro's very own George Knight.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I guess he talked to you on your Friday night show.
Yes.
He says hi.
That's the whole message?
Yeah, I guess you guys were talking about the 30th birthday or something like that. Do you remember that?
Yes, we were talking about that. I was wondering how it was hitting him. He just turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think I was saying the fact that was a tough transition in my life, turning 30. I find he said it was tough with turning 29 because then he was anticipating 30. I remember the entire conversation. I have it right up here in my pancreas.
You remember way back when, Norm, when you were 30?
I remember that. No, I don't remember too clearly, of course.
It's all fuzzy.
I recall, let's see, I celebrated it just before the outbreak of World War I. I think, in fact, it was around the time the Titanic sunk. None of you even know the year that Titanic sank, do you?
I'm not going to admit it if I do.
Wasn't it 1912
is correct.
See,
that's correct.
Informed players of the birthday game that have had that question before, we know that.
That's right, too. We should count that as a point.
Really, Eileen, I agree.
I've got to introduce you to, I don't have to introduce you because you all know Tony Nesbitt.
But that was Tony Floramo.
Tony Floramo. His meat is
meat just falls off the bone.
Oh, yeah, which embarrasses, terribly embarrassing on a first date. My meat is falling off the bone. Anyway, how are you, Tony?
I'm fine. I just cleaned the cat box and.
That's always a nice thing, too.
You like that?
I enjoy that, too. Now, where do you put the litter when you're cleaning up the cat box?
Well, it's that special clumping litter, okay? So
you just scoop it up.
Oh, you just scoop it up. Put it in the toilet and flush it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just like a human. Wow.
Thank you, Billy.
So you can train a cat to go directly to the toilet and avoid the litter box.
Yeah.
I've never been.
They had a hard time flushing, so.
I've never been able to figure that out either. But also, we have so many ruts in our driveway that's all now being filled up with cat litter. That people don't want to drive up the driveway.
I celebrate May Day, Norm.
How do you do that?
I go around flashing my equipment. I'm sorry, I go around parading
my equipment.
Oh, I see.
You just said they used to parade their equipment. I do that in honor of May Day.
I think that's very lovely.
Yeah.
But there's
you
would.
Sometimes people chasing me around want to arrest me. Most of the time I get away.
I just wonder if anybody still has maypoles.
Tony
has a maypole.
No, never mind. Will you stop? But I mean, the maypoles, you know, with the streamers and the whole thing and kids dancing around them.
I think they still do it. They probably, in playgrounds,
on school
Friday or maybe even tomorrow during recess, then maybe they'll have something like that.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Grammar school, sure.
Would you check that out? No. Well, okay. Well, thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Okay.
If you like me, I'll get a report. It's probably in a nice, quiet area like Middleton. They probably have maypoles.
Well, when I was a kid in Everett, we used to have that at Glendale Park.
Everett was like Middleton back then, for crying out loud.
Middleton
was the boonies back then.
Middleton didn't exist back then, Tony.
No, that's true. It was just an open field.
See? By the way,
yes.
Arlene sounds hot.
Arlene, do you like Tony? If I can't finish up with Rick, how about Tony?
I do like Tony. He sounds good, too.
Oh. Are you both about the same age? Could I ask you how old you are, Arlene? No?
I'm an old lady. I'll tell you how I am.
Yeah?
I love when you say this. 39?
Are you 39?
Yes.
You're too old for Tony and too young for me. Boy, you're at an awkward age.
For me? What are you talking about?
I'm 39.
Well, you're still in your 20s.
You know, I'm 40 this year. That's terrible. That bothers me more than 30.
Tougher than 30.
Oh, when you hit 40, it's tougher for you?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah, no, 40. No, it ain't
40.
You know, when I turned 30, that didn't seem to bother me. But here, the fact I'm turning 40 kind of bothers me.
I mean, think of all the great women that made it.
Angie Dickinson and Margaret and the like.
No, Tony.
I'm
just
going to
think about you.
This is Amelia, by the way. But only people always say that
Tony and myself
sound alike. I can't say myself.
Listen to her.
We all mixed up.
Okay, it's time to play.
Oh,
no, I'm going.
Do I not get an official?
Will you shut up? Will you just be quiet?
I don't get an official
introduction. We don't get an official. I'm going to let you play the dumb break again.
Wow.
I can't introduce to Arlene and David.
No,
we're all out. Not Arlene, I mean.
I've not been officially introduced to the game.
Oh, my son. Well, this is Amelia Moran.
Hey, shut up. Okay, yes, sit down. Glenn Ford. You know what his name
was? His name was Gwilyn Samuel
Newton Ford.
Wow.
Gwilyn. How do you spell Gwilyn?
Gwilyn. Gwilyn. Glenn Ford, he changed that to Glenn, and mercifully,
he took him from his father's
birthplace, Glenn Ford.
Of 8th U.S. President Martin Van
Buren. I didn't know that.
He starred in the Blackboard
in 1955. Bill Haley's Rock Round the Clock was the theme song of the night. Glenn Ford was also in
Superman. He's had a million movies.
And he was quite ill there for a while. Gwilyn.
What was he in Superman?
Superman.
I don't recall.
No.
He's in a movie.
He's also in Superman.
That's a sight, doesn't he?
Specify. Blackboard,
Jungle,
he did. Okay. But he was also in a lot of other things. He's been.
Okay, I mean, how old do you think Glenn Ford is?
60. Okay.
How do you think, Rick? 62.
Okay. So what do you think of Ryan
so far?
Okay.
How old are you, Rick?
That's right.
Springtime, Norm. This is when we started to bloom.
Spring. Mike, what is it?
67 for
Glenn Ford and June Reed.
Oh, my God, I don't know where my went. 71.
71.
Yes, I've been watching him for a while.
All right.
Yeah, those are nice looking.
Yeah, he's a
ton of movies.
Rob, what do you say?
71. Sounds good.
Anyone
sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, Amelia, what do you
think? That sounds good to me. That's
he's a perverse.
He's a
busy.
I will say 68.
Okay, you haven't been up to the 92nd floor because
that's the WBC special restaurant lounge.
You know, that's true. I have to slide past you. Yeah.
Sonny Burgess, take the elevator.
In other words,
get the elevator and come all the way to the top.
No, I want to.
I just want to tell you right now.
Hold on a minute, the video wants
to say something.
Hold on.
Back for each other.
I want to let you know that Rob wears three piece
suit. That three piece suit's
not there anymore. No, I didn't know if you were wearing it.
I don't think you ever were in.
I thought you
were strictly.
What
about?
What's wrong with the bow tie? I've got a bow tie, too.
Are your socks showing through the bottom of your trousers?
I'm not wearing socks. You have a schmutty or a mug?
That's what I want.
This somewhere before, okay? 71.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
If Glenn Ford...
If 71, Glenn Ford, I want to faint.
Must one, which would be Julie, Rob, and Tony, all have win this round.
Well, we were all so far off. I don't think anybody should get points for that.
No, it shouldn't. But actually, the rules are whoever gets the closest, no matter how stupid the guesses
game.
Are.
I want my point.
You have a point. You have a great. Yeah, yes, you do. You have a point, and your point is that you're a wonderful person. Judy Collins also was born May 1st. Her biggest hit. Both Sides Now in 1968. I used to play that. Stephen Stills wrote Sweet Judy Blue Eyes for her. Sweet Judy, S-U-I-T-E. Is that right? Do you know that song?
Sure, yeah.
And it's spelled like a hotel suite?
Yeah. Well, no, that's as in a classical music, they call it a suite like that, too.
Oh, I see.
Like Matthew Sweet.
Music, not yet. A hip guy like you, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I really fell on my face on that one.
Oh, well, hey, maybe he had maybe he spent some time with her in a hotel.
Oh, they said they were together. Yeah, in fact, it says the next line is they were together when he wrote it.
Oh, Steve.
See, now, Tony, you're thinking Norm's one step behind, but he's one step ahead.
Yeah, he was. I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's behind.
Okay, Judy says there are many of the facts in the song which are relevant to what was going on between us.
Oh,
my goodness. At age 14, she tried to take her life, how can I say this with a smile on my voice? I didn't realize what was coming up. She tried to take her life with an overdose of aspirin, and her only son, Clark, committed suicide in 1992. I didn't realize she had this kind of an awful life. She sang at President Clinton's inauguration. Judy Collins. I introduced her once from the stage of the Symphony Hall in Boston. Are you all impressed with that? She was running. She was campaigning along with Peter, Paul, and Mary and Richie Havens for Eugene McCarthy, who was running for president in 1978.
Do you hear that?
19.
Who's
60? I have a call coming in. I don't believe that.
You do? Go ahead, answer it.
No, this is interesting.
Okay, I'll hold on just a minute. Who could be calling him? Who could be calling him at 3:34 in the morning?
A bill collector?
Oh.
At 3:34 in the morning.
You're probably going to be home.
I suppose you could figure he's going to be home, yeah.
Somebody probably called to give him the answer.
Well, no, but you're always afraid of calls this time of the morning. It could be his bad call. Who was that, somebody?
Yes, it was.
Well, now, what
Would
was that?
Would you really like to know who it was?
Yeah.
Was it your daughter, Sarah?
Was it my daughter calling you, really? Is she listening to the program now? Is that how she knew you were here?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I swear to you.
Sarah, will you go to bed? That's funny, my daughter, Sarah, calling Tony. What does that mean? Is there something going on here? I don't know. I don't want you for a son-in-law, for God's sake.
No. I don't know. I'm all sweat now.
Jeez, he can't look at he can't even answer. Look at him, Norm.
I'm
nervous for the phone call this time.
Norm, he can see you looming over him with a strap, saying, "Come on."
She sounded very, very awake.
She's as crazy as the rest of the members of her family. Okay, Judy Collins. We're going to start with you, Tony, because you're wide awake now. And I'll ask you how old you think Judy Collins is today.
Big hit in 68, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. Let me look. I'd say yes.
That's what you said, right?
Because I was thinking Sarah ought to be playing the dumb birthday game with us, too.
That's what I
used to have a conference call. I'd call it back, but I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I know it, but we were kind of jammed up on the lines. Yeah. Okay.
All right, 68. Big hit in 68.
Big hit in 68.
26 years ago, Tony.
How much? 26?
Yeah.
All right. 54.
Okay. And Emilio, what do you think?
I'm going to say 52. I don't think she was quite as old as Tony thought she was.
I'm only thinking she's 28. You're thinking she's 26. Oh, geez.
That's not quite as old as you thought she was. That was my description, wasn't it? Was it not?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Okay, Rob, what do you think?
I'll go with Emilio's answer, 52.
52. And Julie?
I'll say 53.
Julie
sounds
okay.
Cute.
Kida, you sound... Are you cute, Julie?
Oh, just adorable.
Now, how old are you, Julie?
I beg your pardon?
How old are you?
39,
again,
right
on
the button.
What, hello?
She's 39.
Sorry, we got a bad connection. Hello, okay. Hello?
39.
Are you really 39?
Oh, don't I wish.
Okay. You may be old
enough. I've been 39 for a little bit.
You may be old enough for me, cutie.
There you go, Norm.
Are you able to walk without a walker?
So far, so good.
you're my kind of woman.
Those are Norm's requirements. Right there.
Mike, how old do you think Judy Collins is?
56, Norm.
56. Okay. Rick?
I'll say 48.
And what will you say, Arlene?
49.
Oh, that's another cute voice. Boy, this is really nice.
You don't know which way to turn, though, do you?
It's hard to know, but we still have a few more guesses to make before I make my final decision.
That's correct.
Judy Collins actually is 55, and that means Tony at 54 is the closest.
And someone said 56, too, right?
So, that's right. You're right. Mike said 56. And so Mike and Tony both walk off with that one. Tony now has two correct answers. Rob, Julie, and Mike have won.
What a gracious winner Tony was there, right there.
That was nice the way he did that, yeah.
Norm?
Yes?
What I was thinking, maybe we could all get together and charter a bus to go to the Llama Square Dance.
I heard that interview, Norm. That was very good.
That interview was super.
Yeah. I figured you were learning more about llamas than anybody cared to know.
You need one now up there.
In my place?
Yeah. I missed how much you said they cost.
You can get a mail for about $500, kind of a funny looking chintzy mail.
Just rent one.
But they go all the way up to what was she saying?
$4,500 or $3,000.
Oh yeah, some even up to $10,000.
Norm, why don't we run a promotion? We'll have your listeners all mail you in like a dollar, every one of your listeners. So we ought to get like $5 or $6 together, right? And then we could buy a llama and then have it like, you know, sponsored and be the WBZ mascot.
Well, I think George Westinghouse could call a spring for that. And if it's going to be the Westinghouse mascot, let Westinghouse pay for it.
Well, no, I mean, it could be like the late night mascot. You know, we could kind of keep it hush-hush from the bigwigs.
During the day. Studio with you.
That's right. During the daytime, they could have other mascots. What kind of a mascot do you think David Brednor ought to have?
A goat.
A goat or a weasel, maybe. Something like of that nature. Okay. I have a feeling next time I see him, he's going to hit me in the mouth.
He's going to stick his pipe right in your eye.
Mom, did he tell you about his wild dream?
No, you told me about that. Did you not? Didn't you tell me about that?
You didn't ask him about the details of it all.
Yeah, no, you told me about that.
There were parts of it he couldn't even say on the radio.
Really? No, I haven't asked him about it. We don't talk too much. No, because he leaves at midnight and I come out at midnight, you know, like on Fridays, and I don't see him the rest of
like ships in the night.
Like ships in the night. Hey, and this is the birthday of Jack Parr. Host of The Tonight Show from 1957 to 1962. His announcer was Hugh Downs, now of 2020. Jack Parr was an interesting man. He said WC for water closet once and got into all kinds of trouble with the network. Can you imagine that causing problems? But he was, I think, a very good interview. He interviewed Richard Nixon, I remember, on his show, and some other people of that caliber.
Ilk?
Of that ilk. Ilk is a good word also. But Jack Parr, anyway, how old do you think he is? Let's start with Mike from Bill Ricker. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, let's see.
Jackpot again. Remember the dates at the Tonight Show: 57 to 62.
Let's go with 66.
66. Okay, and Rob, what do you think?
70.
Rob says 70. Okay. And the lovely Arlene says?
I'm going to say 70.
You're saying 70. And the very beautiful and lovely also, Julie?
I'm going back to 71. I like that. I'm bound to be right eventually if I keep guessing.
Well, you were right with that. You were the closest with Glenn Ford.
Oh, well, I'll try again.
Okay. Oh, the way she laughs just drives me crazy. Tony, what do you say?
That's what I was going to say. 71.
71. Emilio?
Good luck, Tony.
Well, we all know that par on a golf course is 73. So I will go with 73. It's par for the course.
Son of a gun. That was a nice bit of logic.
What if you were golfing on a course that had a par 74?
Then it would be par for the course would be 74.
Okay.
Hey, you birdie.
Par 72.
Yeah, see?
Rick?
Well, I don't know. But I didn't want to say 72, so I used 73 as my answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Rick?
Well, there are 18 holes on a golf course, so I guess I'll go with 18. No. I had
19th is where you get the booze. I'll go with 19.
That was a funny. No.
No, no, I know it was. You mean 18? No, I laughed. I chuckled.
You wish if you were 18 again.
I wish I were 18 again. Wait a minute. I think we're onto something here.
There's another song.
Yeah.
And register for Selective Service all over again.
What do you say, Rick? How old
71,
do you think?
71, I was going to go.
You're going to go with 71 also. Actually, 76.
Well, that's a year.
Yeah, and Emilio wins that, right? He said 73, and he came the closest. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
How about above par.
Oh. How about Scott Carpenter, the original Mercury astronaut, the first to get a divorce, it says here.
There you go.
He was an original Mercury astronaut and the first to get a divorce. His wife, Renee, wrote a book about their problems. I didn't know that.
Now, Mercury was which the first missions?
I don't know. That's all I got. I know his name. I just can't remember the year or anything.
The first astronaut to get a divorce? I mean, what?
It says he was an original Mercury astronaut and the first to get a divorce. I guess the first Mercury.
Or was he divorced in space or something? Is that?
I guess he was the first astronaut to get a divorce. And
I can't believe that would be on.
That's like a
bio as something significant.
No, I don't know why. I don't know why that's in here either. It doesn't make any sense.
That's interesting.
But I just read whatever I got here. You know, yeah. I've got very little about him. Let's see if I got some other information.
Do you have a date when he was divorced?
No, I don't. I actually don't.
I've already got the right answer single in my brain right now.
And Associated Press just says former astronaut Scott Carpenter is, and it mentions his age, but. Doesn't get any no more information than that. Okay, Emilio, if you've got it on your brain, how old do you think he is?
Oh, that bio was kind of spacey, Norm. I don't know. I could, let me launch into a little diatribe about, I say he's going to be, the Mercury program was in early 60s, 62 perhaps, so 22 years, 58 years old is how old Scott Carpenter is.
You'd listen to this 58. Okay. And Julie, how old do you think he is?
Well, this is probably kind of far out, but I'll say 64.
Now, we got the far out now. If we don't laugh at it, doesn't mean we didn't catch on. I'm sorry, did you say 64?
I'll be crushed if you don't laugh.
Did you say 64, 65? 64?
I said 64.
64. Okay.
You know, lucky 64. $1,000.
Question.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. Rick.
I'm going to say 68 because most of those guys were already test pilots when the program started, so they'd be in their late 20s, and it was about the early 60s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, sure.
Okay, well, Tony, what do you think?
I'm probably reaching for the stars on this one.
I'm laughing, Tony.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 67.
67. Okay, and Mike?
I'm going to go with 63.
63 says Mike. Arlene says?
61.
61.
Say that again, Arlene, will you?
61.
Oh, thank you.
God, I wish I was 61 again. Rob, what do you think?
I'll go with Rick's answer, 68.
68.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you went wisely. Because he's 69.
Wow.
Ooh. So Rob and Rick, okay, if you'd like an update, I'd be happy to pass it along to you.
Update.
Okay, an update. Rob and Tony both have two apiece.
Wow.
And,
good match.
And one apiece, one each would be Emilio, Julie, and Rick.
I'm in good company.
And Michael.
And Michael, that's
there
right.
You go.
Mike,
56.
Mike, that's right. Mike is the only one who has not scored. Come closer. Is you, Arlene.
I know.
Oh, she scored another.
She scored in many other ways, that's true.
There you go.
But has not, this has not won a round as yet.
I'm going to have more points than others.
I'm sorry, you'll both have to speak separately, because when you speak together, we can't figure out what you're saying.
We don't have the technology yet.
I said some things are more important than others.
That's right, I agree.
Oh, that's pretty heady stuff.
Huh? Are we supposed to work the rest of the night now?
I know.
We're not. Where are you going to sit here
and
talking?
Are we supposed to sleep the rest of the night?
Well, there's no point in doing that.
Oh,
okay, Rita Cooper. Pardon me?
I said it's going to be hot tonight.
Hey, Norm, we haven't danced tonight yet. You haven't played any music. I was just thinking about that.
I know we haven't. We'll try to play some music before we go off the air, and we will dance. We will dance our guts out. Rita.
Lombada.
Tony, there goes Norman being smooth again.
Yeah, whatever happened to the Lombada?
They had that lasted about as long as a couple of movies.
And they had it on HBO the other night. That has to be one of the worst movies that was ever done.
And I know why you watched it, too.
Which movie is this?
The Lombada.
The Forbidden Dance.
Oh. The Forbidden Dance. The only movie is worse than that one. Are on Channel 62, Avi Nelson's television station, where they go into the trash barrel at 5, 7, and 4 and pick out all these old distorted films that you can't quite make out.
Now, Norm, isn't the actual the square dance out there in Indiana, isn't that actually the La Lambada?
La Llama.
Okay, Rita Coolidge now. Oh, jeez.
Good. Real good.
Anyway, hey, at least I'm trying, though.
Yeah, no, you are trying. The big hit, her biggest hit was Higher and Higher, which she recorded in 1977. And at one time, she was married to Kris Kristofferson.
Huh. What's the name?
Rita Coolidge.
Okay.
No relation to Calvin, as I know, as I understand. She might be. She might be a relation. I don't know.
Corner, correct?
Pardon me?
No relation to the corner, either.
The coroner? Coolidge?
The corner. Just the Coolidge.
Oh, Coolidge Corner.
Yeah,
I see. I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
See, Tony's trying, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Rita Coolidge, let's see. Julie, let's start with you, okay?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. 15 years.
Yeah, Norm, do you have a date on that?
I do. The big hit, Higher and Higher, was 1977.
All right. Mm-hmm.
1977,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 17 years. I'll say 44.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Arlene, what do you think?
I think 36.
36.
If you're right, I
love the reaction when somebody makes a guess. 36! What? 130? Yeah. Okay. Emilio, what do you think?
She's got to be older than 36. 77 was her hit, is that what you said?
Yeah, 77.
I thought you were going to get 77.
No.
Yeah, 77 was Higher and Higher with a big hit.
Okay, so 17, 27, 20. She was older than 20 when she made the hit. I mean, she was working and clawing her way up. I know she had to be. So I'm going to say she was like 28, 45, which sounds a little too low to me still. So I'm going to say 46.
46.
45 sounds a little too old to you?
A little too low.
A little too low. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about you, Mike?
Wow.
Wow.
Dias, is what, Norm, 46?
46 is what Emilio said, and that's okay. That's the oldest.
I was going to give a higher guess, but I'm going to go with 50.
Okay, 50. Okay, Mike. When you said I was going to give a higher guess, I thought you would say something clever.
Higher,
like,
and higher.
a root beer.
That's not even clever, Norm.
Yeah, no, well, I wouldn't have said it myself.
No.
I just said I thought he would say it.
I know.
Because he doesn't have the sharp sense of humor that I have.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks,
so
Norm.
I wouldn't say it.
Are the years of experience.
Well, no, nobody has that.
Norm, just for general information, is Rita Coolidge a red-haired woman?
I don't know. Is she? If any of you know?
She's black.
Is she black?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, Rita Coolidge.
No, Rita Coolidge.
I don't believe so.
I have a picture of a milky white-skinned, red-haired woman.
She is a Caucasian individual. We call her a Caucasian individual.
Yeah.
If you want to categorize her in some manner.
She's melanin deficient.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rick, how old do you think Rita Coolidge is?
I'm trying to go from... Who did you say she was married to? Chris Christopherson?
Yes, she was, yes.
I always get, for some reason, I get him and Kenny Rogers confused.
That's
well,
right,
they're both men and they both sing. I get them both mixed up with Dick Hames.
I can see why. I'm going to go with 44.
I'm surprised any of you even know who Dick Hames is. Anyway.
It just didn't matter.
Yeah. We don't.
It's just kind of funny anyway.
Just chuckling, Norm. We have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, Rick says 44, and Rob says what?
Rita Coolidge is 45.
Rita Coolidge is 40. You notice why he said that? No hesitation. Just came right out with it.
I think he unbuttoned the bottom button of his vest before he said that, too, Norm.
Take the cummerbund off.
Oh, a cummerbund, a vest, and a bow tie.
Yeah. Wow.
You're almost bulletproof.
You look like such a good-looking young gentleman.
All I can picture is Jerry Lewis up there doing the traffic.
I think Rob...
Hey, lady.
Rob.
Oh, Gene.
Okay. Anyway, now that the dweeb that the dweeb has guessed.
Oh boy.
Just joking, Rob. Just joking. I never joke about people I dislike except never mind that too. Tony, what do you think? How old is Rita Coolidge?
She's an icy 45.
Icy. Now where do you get the icy part? Where the
hell? I'll figure it out for yourself.
Coolidge,
cool.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is she related to Coolidge on White Shadow?
Yes. Yes.
That's funny. He's like a 7'4" black man. She's a white, raven-haired white woman. That'd be odd.
Shows the difference in our age. I thought Calvin Coolidge.
Rita Coolidge actually is 49.
Ooh.
And so we have
50, I think.
Mike from Billerica said 50.
Maybe Mike was onto something with the black, thinking she was black.
Can you stop?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so we have a three-way tie now. We have Tony and Rob.
Yeah.
And Mike all have two apiece.
Oh.
And,
what's the other tie at one apiece?
One apiece is Julie, Emilio, and Rick.
And we have a three-way tie, too.
Yeah, that's a three-way tie.
Oh, the one-way tie?
And you're just, barely behind. And Arlene.
And I got Norm.
Yes. Yeah, Arlene, we're rooting for you.
You're the big winner then, Arlene.
Okay, I'm going to give you an event. You tell me the year, okay? Orson Welles' classic Citizen Kane premiered in New York.
Yeah.
And some consider it to be the greatest movie of all time.
I think
The Romance of Steel Ingots was a whole lot better.
Fantastic film.
Geez, Ace Ventura just popped into my mind.
It actually premiered May 1st, but what was the year? And we'll start with you, Arlene. What was the year that Citizen...
Come on, Arlene.
The year that what?
That Citizen Kane premiered.
Oh.
May 1st, what year?
Oh, no.
I bet you Jack would get that.
Oh,
yeah, I bet he would. He'd probably give us the opening dialogue of the movie, too.
I know.
God, I can't remember.
Citizen Kane with Rosebud, the sled and all that.
Oh.
Orson Welles. And all the dramatic technical things he did that not too many people had done up to that point.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
How old Orson Welles?
How old is Orson Welles?
He's dead.
Yes, he's quite old for a dead person.
Sorry about that.
I could look him up as to when he was
born. No, it's all right, Norm.
Arlene, what do you think?
Oh, I don't even know what to say. I just can't remember.
It's a classic.
Pick a decade, Arlene, and just throw a number out in one of those decades.
I guess 80.
1980?
Oh, what?
No, I change it.
I can't remember 1980.
I can't remember. Oh,
and beyond.
We'll give you one more chance.
She's obviously not watching TNT.
It's really low, Arlene.
I'll say 66.
Sure, 19, much better.
1966, okay.
Definitely.
And Rick, what do you say?
Well, I'd say about 1937. And I just want to mention that on that same Letterman show we were discussing earlier, they showed a clip from Hey, Let's Twist.
They did.
Really?
That was great, with Joe Pesci.
Oh, Joe Pesci was in? Was he a kid actor then?
Yep, about 18.
Oh, really? That's kind of, you know, his voice is so high you can almost not hear it. Only dogs can hear it. And, yeah, he's a great actor, but you think if a guy, if you had not known he was an actor, and he said, "Hi, I want to be an actor," you just laugh at him. He sounds like Arnie Wu Ginsberg.
His voice was a little, Letterman wasn't as, you kind of focusing on that character he played in Lethal Weapon where it was so high. Okay, you know, he was doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Leo Getz?
Yeah, the Leo Getz character, but it's not as high.
Yeah, no, he's an interesting man. I love to see him interviewed. He's got that lovely warm smile. And he's so less ominous. And he's so ominous in some of the characters.
It was a very
played.
Funny interview on Letterman.
Norm, would he, if he was to check into a hotel, would he check on an assumed Mediterranean fish?
Yes, that's exactly right, yes.
I just want to make sure.
And Citizen Kane would register under an assumed...
walking instrument.
Walking device.
Citizen wheelchair.
Legalized,
right.
Citizen.
This is a citizen walker, he would say, or a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Mike, well, how old do you think Citizen Kane is? What year was it?
Well, Normie. Uncle Norm, I'm going to go with the smooth 1941.
1941.
Correct.
Okay.
I might have to change my answer.
Oh, no, 66. No, you're much better off.
It's too late now. Too late now. Julie, what do you think?
You threw a curve, Norm. I thought you were going to say War of the Worlds, and I was all ready for you.
Yeah.
Bingo.
We're going to have to hurry up, because we're starting to run into the news.
19,
we're going to run into the farm prices soon.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We're going to run into the farm prices.
1938. No, I wasn't asking you to repeat it, Rick. I was asking Julie. Rob, what year do you think?
It's either 37 or 39. I'll go with 39.
39. Okay. And Emilio?
For some reason, I'm thinking 50s. I'm going to say...
Then think it.
Tony, by the way, as opposed to Citizen Walker, is it would it be Green Card Walker if it wasn't legalized?
If you'll give me a chance, I would appreciate it, because we don't have much time.
1956.
And Tony, what do you think?
1939.
Is very close. Mike, however, said 41, and he was exactly right.
Really?
Oh, really?
So, must have been the Grapes of Wrath, Rob, we were thinking about.
Yeah, Grapes of Wrath.
It was a guess.
Tell him, George.
Okay, so Mike is the winner. He's got three correct answers, and we're almost brushing up against this. I want to thank all of you. Thank you, Emilio. And you will take, I know, Mike's dress and stuff. We'll send him a junky, worthless, tacky prize.
I like to use ribbon from the typewriter. Great prize, Norm.
You're a wonderful person. Arlene? God, I want you. Arlene, are you there?
I'm right here, Norm.
Let's forget the news, okay?
That's right.
I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks very much for being part of this.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, you too, Julie.
Just being on this program with such elite people has been a pleasure.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you.
The prize is nothing. Literally, nothing.
It is nothing. Actually, it is nothing. Thank you, Julian. Thank you, too, Rick.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Nice to talk to you. Tony, always a great pleasure.
Oh, I'm going to be busy next, you know, a couple hours talking to Sarah.
Okay.
Take care, Norm.
Bye-bye, Tony. Okay, and you too. Nice to talk to you. Rob?
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Norm.
Okay, good enough. News coming along here at W.
How I wish I could remember what Sarah and I spoke about at 4 a.m. Oh, and Glenn Ford was 78 years old back in 1994. Looking forward to seeing all your smiling faces back here in the Teen Canteen next week. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the merry month of May. May Day. Dancing around the Maypole in Glendale Park in Everett. Sensuous and sultry paper rattling. Used ribbons from David Brudnoy's typewriter and ashes from his pipe as a dumb birthday game prize. Love and Bloom in Pennsylvania. Just being friends. Honor. Working shotgun. Beautiful women. Three-piece suits. George Knight. Meat falling off the bone. Parading around one's equipment. Pitch issues. Holding the back page. Having a point. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Call waiting connoisseur Sarah Nathan. Norm's kind of women. Llama square dancing. Water closets. Divorced astronauts. Lambada, the forbidden dance. Trying and failing. Caucasian individuals. Citizen Kane, wheelchair, and walker. The introduction-starved Emilio Morata. The spiffily garbed Rob Floyd. And the late-night radio llama man, Norm Gwillin Nathan. Getting ready to parade around my maypole, I'm Tony Nesbitt.
I remember the entire conversation. I have it right up here in my pancreas.